you call him daddy?
Do I call her daddy?
Call her daddy.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Dottie Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Dottie Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, bitches. It is Call Her Daddy, episode one. First of all, I just want to go ahead and say, you probably have no idea who we are, and that is okay.
Because we are nobodies, that's probably why.
I bet everyone listening, either you, your mother, your neighbor's dog, you've all got a podcast at this point.
Honestly, we were just feeling really fucking left out, and we were like, let's get on this podcast train.
Yeah, it's kind of hot. I like it. So I think we should first introduce ourselves. Like we said, no one has any idea who we are. So no. Sophia, bring who you are to the table right now.
Oh God, this is going to be a short intro, because who the fuck am I? My name is Sophia Franklin. To be honest, I'm probably here just to ride Alex's coattails. I work a 9-to-5 job at a finance firm in the city. And, you know, I think a lot of this is going to be us just talking about our day-to-day lives. Yeah. And the shit show that's happening when you're in your 20s.
This is going to definitely be a shit show. I can't even get over how I sound on this mic, you guys. It's all new to me. My name is Alexandra Cooper. I am a stay-at-home, try-hard vlogger by day and an insta-ho by night. Can I get a round of applause for myself? You know that's what every girl wants in their life. I'm an insta-ho. Okay, so for Call Her Daddy, Sophia and I have only known each other for, 6 months?
Yeah, I think exactly yeah. 6 months.
We met almost each other because we needed roommates, and we met each other. The day that we met each other, we signed a lease, and crazy, we went out and got hammered that night together. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing called love.
It is. And it's just been a wild ride.
It has. These past then. 6 months have been more of a shit show than my college experience. Living with you has been an actual trip.
So get right into it, Alex.
No, I already know. I can tell you want me to go right into what happened last night.
Exactly.
I'm
you're
cringing.
You're alluding to it. Just go for
it. Let me just first say that we are in a studio right now with guys staring at me, and I'm like, men, hold your horses and get ready for what we just did last night. All right, so I'll get right into it. So I'm talking to this guy, and we've been talking for like a little bit. Last night, Sophia and I just decided to get drunk. There was no reason. Sophia has her job today. Again, I get to sit on my couch and do jack shit. Mm-hmm. But Sophia had to go to work today. So last night, we're getting hammered off whiskey. Classy, baby.
Yes.
So we're getting hammered. And, you know, when you're drunk as a girl, you need to be texting a guy. Yeah. There's got to be one guy in your phone, one specific guy that you're texting at the time. And so Sophia and I start texting this guy. And, you know, when the liquor starts flowing, baby,
things got a little hot and heavy, a little sexy.
Oh, dear God. If my parents are also watching this, turn the thing
off,
Dad, because this is where you're going to lose all respect for your daughter. Okay, so you know that thing millennials do. It's called, you know, texting or sexting, if you will, when you're drunk. Let's just get right into it. So we start, you know, sending some unwarranted texts. Like, this guy's not even trying to be creepy. He was being
nice. No. The conversation started off just like, hey, how have you been? And you're like, do you want to fuck me or what?
We're like,
not exactly like that, but
basically. And I just want to let guys know on a little secret. If you're texting a girl and you guys start sexting, just know most of the time, girls are texting you with a pack. No girl is sending you a text and being like, I'm alone in my bed and I'm thinking about you right now, baby boy. We've got the crew. It's like, girls, read this before I send that shit.
It's like you send out a questionnaire and you're like, check yes if this is brilliant. Check no if it's not. Let's fucking go. The five of us, we're all brilliant. What's going to turn him on?
You pass that shit around. So last night, oh my God, like talking about his dick and this and that. And I throw in, you know, the classic, like, I wish you were here right now. Fucking my tight little pussy. Yeah, baby, let's just break the ice.
Banger.
Here we are.
I feel like that's a classic.
Yeah, it's a classic. But then I also know my hoe friend over here, Sophia, is a goddamn well good sexter.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, girl, take a look. How does this look? And Sophia, there is no hesitation. Sophia takes my phone and is like, I can't even believe you would dare almost send that text without adding that one adjective I love the most. And I'm like, what the fuck is the adjective, Sophia? Go ahead.
The adjective was warm. And I thought that warm was going to take this fucking sext up 10 notches. Don't ask me why.
To the next level.
So what do you end up writing?
So like, I wish you were here fucking my warm, tight little pussy. And so he's like, my God, I couldn't even imagine if you sent that without warm.
I know. And at that point, I'm like, what other fucking adjective should we? Like, my tight little flirty, cute, fun, ambitious pussy. I'm like, why did we need to
add throw
that?
Every adjective in and give him what he needs. So at that point, I'm like, okay, this guy is in love.
Yes.
I got a boyfriend and he lives across the country. So I'm like, you got to keep that shit entertaining for him. And that's not even the worst part of the story.
No.
That's not the reason I woke up this morning saying, well, you know, this is why I'll probably never hear from this guy again. I wake up this morning and I'm looking at you because I have never seen Sophia Franklin leave faster in the morning than she did for work this morning. You've never been happier because you knew I had some beef with you.
Oh my God, I want to cry right now.
So I wake up in the morning and I will admit, and you can kind of back me up here, I'm that girl that I will black out anything. If I don't want to remember something happened, I'm like, no, I never dated you. If I dated a guy for a year, I'm like, no, I was comatose that entire year. I wasn't there. I was blackout. So I can usually just black things out. But this guy I'm still talking to, and so I had to reread the text. I'm like, what the fuck did I say? So I start reading our texts, and I'm reading the whole warm and the tight. I'm like, God, he loved that shit.
Please don't make me say it.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I'm going to call you the fuck out right now because we haven't even talked about it. So, guys, I look at my phone in the morning, and aside from the hot sexting that went on, I remember I left Sophia my phone, and she decided somewhere in her blackout state that this statement that she wrote him, and I swear to God, guys, I've read so many sexts in my life. I have never heard a girl ask a guy to do this.
No, turn this off now.
Go ahead, Sophia. Tell them what you wrote to him because I know you remember.
I need to preface this with, I'm a little bit psycho, but I came from a good family, a good home, normal, you know.
You're trying to give your little backup.
I haven't been exposed to, you know, crazy stuff. Something happened in that blackout where I thought it would be the sexiest thing in the world to say, these are my exact words, I want you to degrade me.
Just
not hot. That is not sexy. No guy thinks that that's fucking.
I'm looking at the guys in the room. They're like,
they're
dude,
like,
what
is wrong?
Fuck?
What kind of porn are you watching?
Baby, I want you to degrade me.
Oh,
pause.
My God.
Pause.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, thanks. Well, that was on my phone. No, George. Thanks,
I'm like,
baby girl.
I feel so bad for you. Why would you give me your phone?
So the worst part is I'm reading this and I'm like, hi, I want you to degrade me. Like, where do we go from there? But the saddest thing is, like, he kind of went
down.
With it. And that's where I know I'm never texting him again.
And this is the thing I want to know from guys.
Yeah.
Would that turn you on? Because I'm going to guess one out of 99 million guys would be into that.
And I'm praying to God. I'm thinking about it. I'm praying to God that guy was drunk because as I kept reading, guys, he said some weird shit about, like, spitting in my mouth after that. And I was like, yo, all right, dude, maybe you're a little crazier than I thought.
You're welcome.
Yeah, now he thinks I'm this kinky little minx. And I'm like, so by the way, and I know he watches my vlog, so he's probably going to listen to our first podcast and be like,
oh, fuck
so
me.
You're basically sexting Sophia.
You're not sexting Alex Cooper. You're literally sexting Sophia. So that went down last night. And I realized from then on moving forward, if you guys, any guys that actually follow me, want to DM me and let me know what your response would be if I texted you and I said, I want you to degrade me. Actually, now I'm thinking about it. I bet guys would be like, oh, yes, Alex.
Actually, probably don't put that on your fucking Insta story. We're going to get all the creepers of the night coming in hot.
No. And you know what? I wanted to yell at you this morning, but I think karma kind of ate you in the ass because on our way here in our Uber, Sophia realized something that's the most embarrassing. Just tell the story.
This story is, we've all heard stories about getting blocked, blocking people.
No, you know what? I have to say, though, before you go forward, I haven't heard that many stories about people getting blocked. When I moved in with you 6 months ago, I have never seen a girl block dudes like she's just going pee. Like, you're like, oop, blocked. No. He sent me like a, hey, what's up? But I wasn't in the mood. So blocked. Yeah. Like, you block people like it's your
crazy.
Job.
It's crazy.
So go ahead.
I just get trigger finger happy.
Okay, so tell them the story, Sophia.
Yeah. So I've been talking to this guy. We were like really into each other. So a few nights ago, again, there's like a few cocktails involved and we got in a little tiff. I didn't think anything of it. People get in fights and I was trying to play the whole like, you know, I'm not going to like answer him if he tries to reach out, blah, blah, blah. He doesn't try to reach out. So, you know, I give him a little phone call like 2 hours later. He doesn't answer.
The liquor keeps flowing.
Mm-hmm.
10 phone calls later.
10 phone calls.
No,
you know,
no answer.
10 texts.
And I have 15. To say, though, you know how girls are in the morning like, I cannot believe I called him 10 times, guys. Sophia's like,
no shame.
And then I called him 10 times.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, wait. Sophia, that's not normal.
No, and then the next day I was like, oh, my God, I'll just call him like 29 more times on my lunch break because nothing shows how in love you are than fucking blowing up someone's phone.
It's true. You have an interesting way of affection.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Dottie Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Dottie Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
He's really not giving me the time of day. And I start to genuinely feel like shit about myself. And I'm like, we had this great thing going. I don't know what the fuck happened.
And this was almost for 2 days. And then that's also why this was into the day of her sexting for me. I think that's why you took such a personal interest in my sexting life, because God knows you weren't getting shit on your phone.
No, no, no. I'm like, whoa, I'm not sexting anyone,
so we're about to get degraded, baby. Let's go. Yeah. Fuck me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I am not shitting you. On our way here, I randomly decide to just look at his contact info. I don't know why the fuck I decided to do it. Probably because I'm psycho. And I have the option to unblock him.
Guys, she has been sending green texts and be like, this motherfucker turned his phone off.
In my drunken state, I had blocked him, pissed off, in the middle of our fight, had no recollection, and thought I was getting ghosted.
You ghosted yourself.
I ghosted my fucking self.
Is that a thing? That's, I guess, we made it a thing.
How does that even happen?
Dude, your face, I swear to God, guys, we're trying to talk, you know, the podcast on the way here, and Sophia's like, guys, I can't get old. Like,
yeah.
Alex, how is a guy ghosting me? Like, come on, I'm hot. Like, I don't deserve that shit. I wasn't that crazy. And like, Sophia, you called him like 20,000 times. Meanwhile, little do we know, he did not get one text, one call, nothing. God only knows what he's been trying to tell you.
He may have been calling and texting. He probably was, honestly, And there I am sitting in my room being like, wow, you're a disgusting piece of shit.
I think that is, though, what you get for the amount of people that you block.
Yeah, it's karma.
The first person I ever blocked was my most recent ex. And I've never even like had to fraternize with the whole idea of blocking until I met you. You're the one that actually told me to throw up the block. And you know what, though? I have to say, because this generation is hilarious, the way that we interact via social media and texting, etc. Because I think to myself, I'm like, normally you have to talk to your ex about whatever. I blocked my ex. I'm at work one day and I get an email from ex. Throw that shit, like, I'm like, blocked, bitch. And like, no, I blocked you on my cell phone. You think that'd be enough? I have an email and the subject line is hypocrite, and I shit you not, within the next 3 days.
I love a great subject line.
Subject line, hypocrite. And I have an email, 101 emails later, I decided, all right, let's fucking unblock this bitch, because dear God, I don't want to go into Gmail anymore.
Dear God, that is like, and I know people have like talked about this quite a bit, trying to reach people on different platforms.
I was going to say, hold on, let's give Sophia Franklin a moment to talk about. So again, you're the queen of blocking. Mm-hmm. I want you to take our listeners through, because you know what, girls and guys, if you're worried, you know, oh my God, he blocked me, or if you want to block them, but you still want to talk to them, let's turn it over to Sophia to take it up the crazy notch and tell us, when you block them via texting and calling, how can you then move forward, and how have you talked to the guys that you're talking to, not through that way?
Go ahead. That's the great thing about 2018, is there are a fucking million ways to talk to people. I thought Venmo was a crazy way to try and get my ex to notice what the fuck was up. Then I realized that this guy is obsessed with fitness and eating healthy, and you best believe my Fitness Pal app became my new go-to. I was like, what's up? You've had 28 carbs today, and I'm sliding the fuck in. Call me now. Unblock me.
Like,
what's
glad
up?
You ate that yogurt. Like, hit me up when you're done, baby boy.
Because I'm here and I'm ready.
Dude, I remember we're walking back from eating our fat asses, eating some 99-cent delicious New York City pizza. Mm-hmm. And Sophia goes, I don't know, he's just been a little distant lately. It's like one of the guys she's talking to. I'm like, all right, you're crazy. By the way, he's been blocked for like a week. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a normal thing. Like, Sophia just blocks and unblocks.
Yeah.
And she goes, I'm not going to lie to you, Alex. Let me just tell you, I stalked his Venmo. And I'm like, dude, what? What do you mean you stalked his Venmo? And you're like, and I saw that last month he paid this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I'm a little concerned.
Yeah.
And so I'm staring at her. I'm like, no, I don't understand. And wasn't the subject so not?
It literally, I think it was like a pizza
food,
emoji.
Food.
But this is the thing, and this is where you're really going to think I'm crazy, is that's where you have to catch them, because they're fucking off guard and they don't think that you're paying attention to their Venmo.
And you're like, BG Dubs, bitch.
I'm in and around the Venmo. Let's hang out, whatever.
You thought you... Okay.
Yeah.
This is why I love living with you, because you teach me the tricks of the trade. Last night, and I think, honestly, this is where you catch some guys. We're talking, and Sophia just rattles off. You're talking to a guy you're talking to, and you go, babe, like, in the cutest voice, too, because Sophia has her little Valley Girl voice, and she goes, babe, like, can you give me your Apple ID and password? And I'm like... I'm like,
okay, Sophia? I was like 80% joking, 20%
dead
ass. I just want to see, like, what I can make him do.
You're like, I just wanted to check in, like, see what he's doing. So, moral of the story was, we are absolutely crazy. I don't think we're sitting here happy about it.
No, and that's what I'm afraid of, is coming off like we're wearing it as a badge of honor. No. I want to fix it. I want to work on it. I want to re-listen to this shit and be like,
this is
there's
where
some
I went
changes
wrong.
That need to be made.
I mean, I think when you admit that you're going onto your Fitness Pal app and you're checking after his yogurt, that's when I'm going to slide
you know
in.
You know what? We're staying accountable.
We are.
We're being honest.
But can I just say, and this is where, all right, like you said, we're not wearing it as a badge of honor, but we admit girls are out of their mind. Girls are crazy. Can we just admit that guys can be crazy too? Just a little bit, just in their, their moment of weakness. And let me say this. This is what makes, well, okay, maybe it isn't crazy. It's just you're obsessed with yourselves. You're annoying. Okay, so what was it? A couple days ago, you know, I don't have the biggest data plan at my father. If you're still listening to your God, turn it off. But can you get me a bigger data plan? Thanks, Dad. So I've got to delete shit on my phone. I'm like, okay, I've got 10,000 pics. It's time to reel it in, Alex. Okay, guys. When I tell you that I have on my phone more dick pics from my most recent ex than I do selfies of myself on my phone, I am not kidding you. The amount of times that guy thought, here's a Christmas present, baby girl, wake up and smell the morning dick. Like, I got that shit on my phone so much that it was almost like... And I know it's so, it sounds like I'm exaggerating. I'm not.
Yeah.
I could go out in New York City and give everyone their own individual, unique album of my ex's
dick.
Albums. It's like one for you, one for you,
which
one for
so
you.
Which is so crazy because how can you get that creative with a goddamn dick
right?
pic?
Girls have very, very, like, we have options.
Yeah.
You can hit the back shot, the V shot, the tit shot. You can even take a selfie with just your face if you're, you know, feeling it.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, guys, it's either, like, you take a pic of your abs and your dick or it's just your dick.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to throw in a soft dick, well, which he actually sometimes did.
Okay.
Pray to
honestly, God. That's art at that point.
That is.
And that is art.
It is. It is.
He's the artistic. And the funny thing about that is my ex was the same fucking way. Like, dick pics up the asshole. Okay, that sounds...
Okay.
That sounded...
Backtrack. No, but I think guys think... Okay, and this is actually, if I can give any advice to anyone listening, because I know sometimes on my Instagram, people have reached out to me and they want advice. My first line of advice to a guy is, if you are in the beginning stages of talking to a girl, and I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's so gross when a guy just... out of nowhere, you're not sexing, nothing, just randomly throws in a dick pic. Hi, baby girl. I mean, a dick isn't the cutest thing.
Well, that's interesting you say that because I feel for the most part girls talk about a dick pic like it's disgusting every single time. It's never appropriate. Honestly, if a guy sends me a great one and we've been dating for a while, I think it can be hot.
No, listen.
It really can.
You can love a good dick pic.
Yeah.
Once in a while. In a blue moon, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Throw me a nice dick pic so I'm like, wow, that thing's thinking about me this morning. Thanks. Thanks. I love that. Love that.
The wiener hole. His wiener hole.
Dude, Sophia and I have this weird
alert.
Sophia and I have this like weird obsession with guys are like, okay, like his dick, but love. Sophia and I love the word wiener. We're like, it makes people feel uncomfortable.
I never thought anything of it until you're like, you say wiener. Very weird.
Okay, I'm totally calling you out here. I think it's because, didn't you tell me that this stems from one, I can't even say it.
Just fucking say it. We're just getting exposed.
One of your exes used to send, go ahead, say it. You already know. That's how we thought.
I'm literally going to like pull up a video right now. He would use permanent marker and put two little dots above his wiener hole.
So he writes two dots, as in their eyes, and the wiener hole is the mouth.
Maybe that's why I started talking about wiener holes, because I didn't know you could turn a wiener and a wiener hole into a fucking talking character that says howdy ho in the morning.
Honestly, I just asked, why are you guys not married yet? This is
right?
And that's what I say, and I know I just said it, but I'm like... doesn't that kind of make you feel like he loves you?
He is obsessed
with
me.
He had to get up. He found the perfect Sharpie.
Mm-hmm.
He made the eyes so cute. And he sent that knowing, like, baby girl's gonna love my little wiener.
My little wiener hole. I think there may have been eyelashes on the eyes at one point.
Yeah, I actually loved that one. I do like him a lot. And shout out to you, because I bet you're going to listen to this. But that is unique as fuck. And that's something that I'm like, hey, guys. Like, my ex would never think about that.
No.
And I think that's something
you...
Well. I think that's something that you and I have actually talked about a lot is the difference between your ex versus my ex. And I think... It's almost one of those things where I think a lot of girls talk about, like, my ex back in the day. Like, our most recent exes are so polar opposites. Oh, we could do an entire podcast about each of them.
I mean, that's just a perfect example. He wants to send me a video of his wiener hole talking to me.
Oh my God, you know my ex.
Your ex
is so insecure. Yeah.
And that's just like the little, like, okay. You know what? How about this is how they're different. My ex thought it was the sexiest fucking thing if I would fuck another guy in front of him.
Let's just, hold on.
He thought that was the hottest shit that I could do.
I see yes. the eyes. I
hello,
see the eyes in the room.
Hello, hello,
I think
what's
we need to pause on that for a minute because, and yeah. I'll admit, so when I was growing up, I felt socially like a little bit ahead of the curve. I always was like doing, and I'm not saying, mom, I'm not saying I was doing.
You need to leave your parents out of it
yeah,
right now.
Oh my God.
Please.
I'm not saying that I was doing crazy shit. I just always felt like my friends came to me for advice because they thought I was like, I knew what I was doing. When I met you, Sophia, and the shit that you brought to me, I'm like, no, oh, wait, hold on. Me and my ex were just doing yeah. like having sex. Yeah. You're like, so my ex really was yeah. telling me, so he wants me to fuck this guy. I'm like, hold the phone.
Yeah.
So your ex mm-hmm. genuinely, and I need you to clarify again one more time, because your ex wanted you to fuck another guy yeah. in front of him.
Yes. Well, and that's the other component to it, is he was like, honestly, like, if you were ever to hook up with a guy, like, behind my back, I'd want you to be honest about it. But if you do, please bring it the fuck up while I'm having sex with you. He's like, if you give me details about fucking him while we're fucking,
that's the hottest
thing. The hottest thing you can do. And I'm like, you're
out of your fucking mind. Like, can you please imagine my ex?
Your ex-boyfriend would fall to the ground sobbing and be like,
Alex,
wow.
I thought we... No, and that's what I'm saying. Guys are so different. When you brought that up to me, and I know now that I have to think about our listeners, guys, when Sophia told me this, I legit was like, dude, hold on. One, he's like, oh my God, my dream is to watch you fuck someone in front of me. And then yeah. two, if not, it would be so dope if you did fuck a guy that when
so
you come
dope.
Full circle back around to your homeboy when we're fucking, hi, babe, talk about that shit. Like yeah. that to me, but you know what? That takes a specific kind of man because he is so confident in himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think he's probably the best you've ever had,
yeah,
let's be honest.
He's the best sex I've ever had, hands down, not even a question.
And I think that's crazy because I've always told you, it's like, if a guy looked at me the wrong way in the club, my ex was like, we're leaving. Oh, mm-hmm. my God, get in the car. I love you so much. I'm going to cry. Like,
yeah.
And I'm not trying to shit on him. I'm just saying, like, my ex versus yours, very different type
well, yeah.
of people. He's a talent.
Okay. Let's just, you know, threesomes.
Yes.
Threesomes. I'm going to say 9 out of 10 guys wants to do a goddamn threesome.
That's every guy's
Absolutely.
Dream, I feel like.
Two girls, you, whatever, the two girls hooking up with each other, so hot. No.
Not enough.
Was I dating a normal man? No. A threesome was not enough. I couldn't just be like, babe, like, look at this super hot girl. And of course he would think it's hot, but he told me, dead serious, he's like, there is one thing that I want to accomplish in my life before I die, and it's an FFFM.
Now, please explain that to our listeners. Because...
You know, in the kinky world, Alex, come on, get with the program. It's three girls
yeah.
and one guy. And I'm like,
two.
You know, what the fuck? Do I just start cold calling bitches and be like, you know, I just have an unlimited amount of girls. I can just come fuck us. Like, let's go.
Let's just get the line going.
God
damn. It's like, legit, you got, like, two extra girls.
Yeah, I'm like, let alone one. Holy
like,
shit.
Babe, let's do a threesome. It's like, no, of course.
And I remember you asked me and you're like, yeah, and the girls have to be, like, super hot. And I'm like, we could grab two homeless people off the side of the road and he'd be like,
baby,
wow,
girl,
amazing.
Let's have a time. That's actually, you know what? I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this because, I mean, I guess I can. I'm not using any names. So mm-hmm. when I was dating my ex, we were obsessed with this show. And it's called Impractical Jokers. And it's these guys and they do crazy shit around New York. We were obsessed with the show and we thought these guys are great. Then one of our girlfriends told us that she knew one of the girls that is dating one of the guys. And I'm here learning about your life, you know, and I'm taking it all in. And then here and behold, I find out that this is kind of a normal thing. Some couples do this crazy shit.
A lot.
What they told me was he was so into her fucking other guys, mm-hmm. which, again, to me is so foreign. But So let me give you an example of what they told me. So they would order pizza. They would have no idea. They would just know if it was going to be a man or not. And if it was going to be a guy, he would say, you know what the mission is. She would answer the door.
No. No.
And her job was to lure him into the apartment, get him to, like, you know, start talking to her. Mm-hmm. And the end goal is, I want you to fuck him, the pizza delivery man, in front of me. Once you're done, he leaves. Then we will get into a giant fight about how you're a whore and you're a slut and you're this and that. And then we're going to have fucking nasty makeup sex.
Okay, so they do like a pretend fight about
it. It's basically role playing, except the poor pizza guy.
Alex, you're going to tell me you haven't thought about fucking the pizza guy that comes, delivers us
the
pizza?
The deli man that we always go to that hates us.
Oh.
No,
I'm just... We're gangbanging him eventually.
We've already talked about our landlord. No, I'm... I'm just saying it's so crazy to me because to involve other people like that, pizza guy is probably like, oh my God, I just had the time of my life. And he's walking out, God damn, if I could get that number.
Wow.
Meanwhile, this is just all part of their little get together they're trying to do. And so he, and again, oh my God, it is kind of degrading to a woman. But I guess if that is something, I understand role playing. So if that's the most extreme role playing, like you said, you're having your boy wants foursomes. Baby, we're taking it all the way. Pizza man, let's bring the cheese and the breadsticks. And oh, by the way, did you bring a condom? Because let's fuck. Hi.
I think this shit is way more common. I mean, people don't openly talk about it.
You know
until
what?
Now. What's up?
Hi. Call her daddy, episode one, baby. Let's go. No, you know what? It's true. People don't talk about it, but there's definitely so I've never had a threesome in my life. I'm putting it out there. Hello, everyone in New York City and anywhere else. I've never had a threesome, Alex Cooper. But I've definitely talked about it with my exes, multiple exes. Ooh, sounds a little slutty. So I've definitely talked about it, but I knew that my most recent ex, we talked about it, and it was like there was so much jealousy in that relationship. Like if, like I said, a guy looked at me the wrong way, there was no way he was gonna be okay with watching you with a guy or even another girl, I think, because he was like, oh my God, you're my angel, you're my princess.
I think like we're in our 20s, so we don't feel the need. If I've been married to someone for 15 plus years, I might kind of be like, fuck the fucking
mailman.
Let's just do it.
No, and I think we've even talked about that, and I know we're not even at that age, so it's not even kind of that relatable, but there is this point in your life where you go, babe, how do we spice this shit up?
Right?
But I want to just say that kind of reminds me that, like, we're talking about how we're doing crazy shit, and, like, it is kind of crazy, but guys love the crazy. We're sitting here, it's not a badge of honor.
I am on record right now. Men love the crazy. Don't try and tell me you don't, because you fucking do. You can pretend that you don't. You love it.
It is. And you know what? If you're dating a guy that's a little bit old, like in his like 40s, 50s, maybe they don't love the crazy anymore. Because, you know, that they're trying to tie shit down and they're trying to...
No, never mind. I don't care if you're 90 on your deathbed. You like the crazy. It is what it is.
It's definitely...
And it's not good. It's not cool. I'm not being like, oh my God, it's so fun. It's fucking...
No, it's fucked up. So, like I said, Sophia and I live together. We live in New York City, but we have a third roommate. Mm-hmm. And she's doing great things with her life. She's getting her PhD.
We know nothing about.
She's becoming a doctor and saving lives. Mm-hmm. And we're over here talking about dick and whatever, and assholes. But so she's getting her PhD. And so she's had a boyfriend through college and now until now. Sophia and I sometimes have to spend time alone because she's always working. But when she's home, I think it's kind of a reality check for us how freaking crazy we are.
Yeah.
And again, I want to reiterate, we are not proud of the crazy.
No.
And I think sometimes her name is Lauren. Lauren almost brings us down to earth sometimes because there's always that one friend that's like, I'm not calling her the mom of the group. Hi, Lauren. I love you so much. But she calls herself the mom sometimes because she's like, guys.
Mm-hmm.
You are threatening to hack into this guy's iCloud, ruin his life, and expose him to TMZ in 5 minutes. And we're like, oh, yeah, we exactly know how to do that. What are you talking about? She's like, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
Guys, it's because we sit there and we come to conclusions. Let's talk about that.
I think half the reason that we act crazy is because we have a little too much fucking time on our hands. Let's be honest. That is when girls start to act crazy.
It's true.
It's not even insecurity. It's not even like, it's like,
I'm
whatever.
I'm so bored. It's like, let's stalk the shit
out
like, of
him. It's like, I just want to start some crazy shit because I'm so bored.
Half the time I'm literally like, Sophia, why'd you do that? Like, why'd you start that fight? And she's like, I don't know. I was bored. Let's go get food.
Yes. And this type of crazy is, I feel like, but then there's another level of crazy, which Alex and I know this guy, super hot, super successful, like multimillionaire guy, could have, you know, a
any
lot,
girl.
Any girl.
Super hot.
And he's been dating this girl, and she likes to dabble with, you know, Ambien and Xanax and alcohol, you know, just your nightly nightcap, like whatever.
Super cute.
So cool. She's a great time. Let's be real. And she went on Facebook, and I saw this firsthand, and started posting about how his company that he, you know, his joy and pride and love in his life, is taking over people's brains and hijacking their brains to buy the company's product. And this is not in a vindictive way. This is in a, she genuinely was on some Ambien trip and is like, oh my God. She thought there were little video cameras and little speakers and like recording shit in her apartment.
So now my natural reaction as a man would be like, okay, so this girl has gone onto a social platform and she is posting that my company is ruining people's lives and I'm hijacking you. I don't know. I actually haven't even asked you the end of the story, but let me guess, because there's two options. Okay. Either he's never talked to this girl again or something great's happening. Go ahead. Tell me. What are they doing?
They are on a yacht in Cuba, and I can't make this shit up.
No.
They literally posted a picture the other day, and they're frolicking in love, and she genuinely thinks his company is taking over her brain.
He's like,
and that's how I know.
Facebook, he's going to ruin your life. And he's like, oh my God, baby.
He's like, you know what? If that's not marriage material, then I don't know what the fuck is.
Let's go. And he pays for everything. Oh. Let's get on this fat yacht, baby girl, and let's sail away together.
Yes, they love the crazy.
So how can a guy expect us to expect anything other than, we want to be crazy? Yeah. I want to be on that fucking yacht.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, I didn't think I was crazy enough.
Xanax, Ambien, and let's get on Facebook.
No, for my own well-being, I feel like I want to tone it down for myself.
I actually do, too. I think we can both sit here and agree that Call Her Daddy, episode one, we've talked about how we're crazy. But we're getting there. It's almost like a therapy session, guys. I love that you're hanging out with us. You're listening. I hope you guys can relate to a little bit of what's going on. Next week, we're going to come back and we're going to hit you with episode two. I hope you guys enjoyed episode. I think you enjoyed episode one.
I mean, I'm sure there were probably like 8 or 9 people that listened to this, and I love that.
But you know
now
what, guys?
It's
not about the
one.
Numbers. It's about the time you had and what you felt downstairs while you were listening.
Yes.
So next week.
So all three of you, next week.
Listen, we're running out of time, which is beautiful. I didn't know if we'd had enough content, but I want to just say next week, I'm calling Sophia out because on the way here, we actually started talking about her little cheating scandal. Sophia has some great cheating stories, and we're going to get into that next week. So I hope you guys come back and listen.
And,
but for now,
and for the record,
no,
I'm not proud of cheating, and I genuinely will never cheat again, but the way that I got caught cheating will blow your fucking mind, because I've never heard something like this in my life. So please bear with us.
It is pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And so you guys, well, you'll have to come back and listen for next week. But until then, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us, listening to Call Her Daddy, episode one. Yeah. I hope you guys hang out with us next week.
And call her daddy.
Call her motherfucking daddy.